PC leader Chess Crosby will be closely watching today's briefing coming up at 12:30. We will carry that live here on VOCM. He hopes to see a reassessment of the Atlantic bubble, tighter rules on exemption for essential workers, and movement on point of entry testing. Chess Crosby joins me live by phone. Mr. Crosby, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. So we're putting more emphasis on testing, for example, for rotational workers. A point of entry test is a useful precaution, which so far the government has seen fit to resist. But let's not forget that Dr. Fauci, the U.S. expert frequently at odds with President Trump, last week called on Canada to do more testing of asymptomatic people. So what we're asking for is really an application of that advice.
So now the Atlantic bubble became a reality in part because the provinces were epidemiologically similar, but now with community spread in other provinces, do you believe this should be reviewed?
Well, you just used a term that was used when we entered the bubble. We were told it's because the other provinces were epidemiologically similar. So that has something to do, obviously, with the similar pattern and frequency of infection. But we're now being told by Nova Scotia itself that they have community spread. And, that's a significant departure in terms of the epidemiology. So what I'm saying here is With that observed in Nova Scotia, we should be reviewing the situation of the bubble. We should also be explicit about the criteria that we're going to use to decide whether we're in or we're out of the bubble, because these things are useful to have in place when a situation arises. So you make better decisions when you're under the pressure of the situation, rather than coming up ad hoc with a test at the time. When I say test, I mean a set of criteria to decide whether you're in or you're out. Because after all, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail.
Now, what concerns you about the current situation with essential worker exemptions?
There we continue to hear about people coming into the province from outside the bubble who are doing work, which you would think we have lots of people here in Newfoundland and Labrador who are perfectly capable of doing, such as carpenter work or drywalling work or flooring. And first of all, there's an economic issue there. It should be Newfoundlanders and Labradorians having first crack at that work. But as well, when that happens, there's a risk of spread of the virus. And again, those are folks who are not being tested when they come in. So that brings us back to the indication for point of entry testing.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask you next, is why do you think point of entry testing is needed?
Well, look, as anyone would admit who knows anything about this, it's not perfect. But the more tests you do, the closer to perfect you get. And there's also a role here for the new rapid test kits.
If you were the premier, what would you do differently?
Well, all those things that I just talked about. I can't tell you because I don't have access to the detailed information or the advice from the medical experts as to whether the Atlantic bubble should stay in place or not. But what I'm saying is it needs to be looked at, and there needs to be a set of criteria that the rest of us can know about and have access to so we can plan our lives as to whether we're in the Atlantic bubble or out of it. I just made a personal sacrifice, I guess you could call it, because my three daughters are right now in Nova Scotia, and they are not going to be there for much longer. I was going to take a trip up on Wednesday, and that was going to be our Christmas. And I'm not doing that now because of the advice to only do essential travel to Nova Scotia. So we all have to abide by the rules. But here I'm thinking that we need some additional protection at point of entry into the province, and I've just explained why. Even authorities like Dr. Fauci from the States want more testing of asymptomatic people.
We're speaking with PC leader Chess Crosby on the VOCM Morning Show. And Mr. Crosby, I know you've called for it. And then last week we heard NDP leader Alison Coffin call for a restart of these meetings of the COVID-19 committee. Do you think opposition voices are being heard?
Right now, no, they're not being heard because this has been in suspension for quite a few months now. I used to hear from Premier Ball on a daily basis. Even when we weren't meeting daily, he would at least text me and tell me what the caseload that day was and the line of communication was always open. That does not seem to be the case with the present premier. And we are anticipating a call with the committee for Wednesday afternoon. But they're apparently having an important news conference today, a public briefing, and perhaps making decisions with no information to us and no consultation to us. So it has to make you wonder what Premier Fury thinks the use of the committee is.
Is enough being done to protect residents from the virus here?
Obviously, I don't think so, because I just outlined a few things that can be done to increase our level of safety right now.
PC leader Chess Crosby, thanks for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
My pleasure. Anytime.